Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello, welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week, we are talking about the Lord is my strength and my song. And I actually think this really follows well from last week when we're talking about joy. Because we're talking about God is our joy in our life. But it follows that God is our strength and our song. Like he's part of... They're all connected.
Yes.
That's what I felt when
What God does. He doesn't sometimes do a one-off thing. He shares with you, because basically all of this is comes out of my prayer, and God keeps sharing and sharing and sharing, so I'm going deeper and deeper and deeper in an area that he's inviting me into.
Because I thought it followed along well with the parable that you finished your last heartbeat with, which was about how a man discovers the treasure, the kingdom of God, and then goes and sells everything.
To find that treasure.
Yeah, keep to have that treasure. Field and that treasure. And that's because he wants to keep God's strength in his life. Now, you began the heartbeat by saying that you pump iron. Now, I don't think I've ever seen you pump iron. How regularly do you do this?
No, every now and again when I feel like, oh, I really need to strengthen my muscles.
Do the biceps for a
yes.
bit.
Yes. Yeah, probably a few weeks and then I forget.
And then you remember again. But your point was when you're doing that, when you're lifting something heavy, if you have music, it helps you to do it, which
yeah,
I agree.
Yeah. You go up, down, up, down, keeping to the beat.
Yeah. And so when you're just... giving that image of when you have God in your life, when he is the song in your life, you're able to do something better. That was your point. Yeah.
I was able to go longer, persevere more, do it with more joy. Yes.
Yeah. And you share how like this is saying the Lord is my strength and my song, and that we are becoming in Christ more. We live for him more. And he becomes our hope as we ask him to be in our life more and to become the strength and song in our lives.
We become more Christ-like.
Mm. Yeah. So God's song and movement in my life is my strength. That's what you said. And he's the song that I work with.
Yep.
So as you go through your everyday life, God is what's running through your decisions.
He's my heartbeat.
Everything. Yes. Yeah. So you ask the question, do we celebrate God when he's done something in us?
Yeah.
Do we actually celebrate him?
Well, you celebrate him by him himself and also what he does in your life.
Mm.
For example, just a simple thing, do I thank and have gratitude for God when something happens that I was either praying for or God just surprises me and gives me a gift?
Mm.
Even if it's a car park in a busy shopping centre on Christmas Eve, you know, do I thank him? Do I celebrate him?
Mm. So you share how we need to exalt God and put him on high, which made me think about what are some of the things that I put before God that aren't putting him
on high? Hey, what we do.
Where we're not praising him. And I was trying to think of a really practical example, and the only thing I've come up with so far is I put my rest before sometimes spending time with God. And what I mean by that is literally sitting on the couch because I get home and I'm tired. Like probably because I'm saying this because I am right now quite tired.
Yes.
So that's what's on my mind. But sometimes I know I get home from work or get home from whatever you've been doing that day and I go, okay, I should sit down and pray now. But I go, no, I'll just sit down and rest. And my rest often just looks like sitting on the couch, maybe putting the TV on, or even just mindlessly scrolling on social
media. Have you thought about, though, sitting on the couch and saying, Lord, I've come to rest with you now?
Mm.
You get so much more rest from him than watching TV or scrolling on multimedia. Now, I'm not saying I do that either. I'm just as much to blame.
Yep.
But I'm learning more to rest in him.
Because that's certainly when I thought about what do I put before God. Like that was the first thing that came to mind. And there's so many other things.
I say I put chores and jobs before God. Oh, Lord, I've got to put the washing machine on and I've got to do this and I've got to do that and I've got a whole list of things I have to get done today so I don't have as much time to spend with you. But why can't you go, I'm going to spend the time with him and then, Lord, can you help me put on the washing machine? Help me. So he's with me. Can you make sure this runs smoothly and this happens and this happens? And you'll find you'll get actually all your chores done with God.
Yep, definitely. I then loved how you finished with talking about building a strong foundation, and you shared from Matthew about building a foundation either on the rock or the sand. And both have floods that come and, you know, stormy weather.
Yeah, you still
weather.
Have the environment that happens.
That's it, bad circumstances. But one stands depending on the foundation that it's built on.
Yes.
And then you ask the question, are you a wise person or are you a foolish person?
Because that's what it says in the scripture. Mm. The wise person builds their foundation on solid rock. And I've not thought of it like that before, because who wants to be called a fool? You foolish person. Nobody. Nobody. And so you've got to be wise in what choices you make, that you make sure in your life you've built in good foundations. And if you don't know how, get help, ask God, ask him to provide by his miraculous means, by human means, by him providing people in your life that can help you. You know, it's like, you know, people who are fantastic at organizing houses and wardrobes. Well, not everyone has the skill, but then you can learn how to do it from others. Same thing. Let's learn to build good foundations into our lives.
Because you said one thing that stood out to me was you said forget the circumstances. And we can only do that if we are built on that solid foundation. Like I've just written in my notes here, a lot of the time we are our own strength. So instead of God being our strength, we are our own strength, and we think, well, we can do it all ourselves. So when we crumble, we have nowhere to go because we are not the foundation.
Yeah.
But so often I do things in my own strength and I have my limitations. There's only so far I can go. So I need to have God as my foundation. And the next thing that stood out for me was it made me think of the story of Job, who had everything crumble around him.
And still love God and still, trusted in God.
And from that, well, then you shared Habakkuk, where it says, even though your circumstances aren't good, I will still exalt you, Lord.
Yes.
So exactly as you were saying earlier, it coming from your prayer, that theme of just, well, God, you need to be my foundation because then you'll be my strength.
Well, you're basically saying to God in the relationship, even though circumstances aren't good and you Lord, for some reason haven't provided for me, haven't graced me with you know, wealth or housing or, you know, food or whatever provision, I will still love you and I will still serve you. It's not like a relationship, well, I'll only honor you, Lord, when you give me this, because nobody wants that type of relationship. We, you know, or us as parents want someone, our children, to love us even if we can't give them things, you know, but we can give them love and compassion and whatever. Like, I mean, you know, human, touchy, feely things, if you know what I mean, provisions and things, you know. You want the relationship to be way deeper. And that's the same with God. You know, he would like us to trust in him. And even if the circumstances don't look good. And sometimes God sends it as a test to go, well, do they really love me?
You finish by saying, you ask a question. Does God play the songs in your heart that bring you joy, peace, understanding, patience, kindness, and forgiveness? And I feel that answering that question could be our weekly challenge this week, by just taking the time to reflect. Does your life give you peace, joy, understanding, patience, kindness, and forgiveness? Because if it doesn't, then it may be saying to you that God's not that song that's running through your life.
Maybe you need to do something about it.
Well, we hope that you've been really blessed by our conversation this week and that you have an amazing week. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.